Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Welcome to All Ears, the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, presented by Miracle Ear. I'm your host and voice of the Colonels, Calvin Cristoforo. On the podcast, you'll hear from past and present Cedar Rapids baseball influencers, including players, managers, executives, insiders, and more.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Season 3, episode number 9 of the Colonels All Air podcast, here in the home broadcast booth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Calvin Cristoforo, joined by Colonels pitcher Nicholas Rimmel. After a Colonels walk-off victory here on Wednesday afternoon, we get the chance to talk post-game. We'll start there. Crazy win, 7-6, crazy game. How was that?
It was exciting. Like just the vibes down there in the dugout. It was crazy. It was back and forth all the time. Very, very close game till the end. And yeah, it turned out good for us, I guess. Yeah.
Really, one of the most back and forth games all season. Peoria and Cedar Rapids playing a very close game and a very close season series between those two teams. But we're here to talk about you and your career and how you got to Cedar Rapids pitching in High A with the Minnesota Twins. But we'll start with your season this year in 2023. How have you liked pitching in Cedar Rapids, out with the people, the area, and being in Iowa?
A lot, honestly. Like I always, especially when people ask me like how I like it here, I always compare it a lot to Germany, actually, just because of like the people, the landscape, and all that. Like it reminds me a lot of like home, actually, and it's been great so far. Like I really enjoy the stadium, the mound, everything, like the fans, the interactions with the fans. Like it's been great. Yeah.
That's really interesting. So like, what reminds you of Germany? I've never been to Europe. I've been to Canada once. That's mm-hmm. the only time I've been outside the country. So I really am coming in with no clue on what the similarities even could be.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, like, just like I said, like the landscape, and also like the kind of like the small town feeling, as a lot of people say here. But for me, it feels completely normal and like natural almost. And most of people say, okay, like Cedar Rapids is kind of like small town, but for me, it feels perfect. Yeah,
it's a little bit different than Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where you spent last year. Yep. But on the mound this year, you said the mound's a little bit similar to what you've been dealing with. You've been pitching very well. Have you, you know, liked being with this Colonels team, and how is it maybe a little bit different from the Fort Myers team you were with last year?
I would say, yeah, like the team has been great. Obviously, there's always some minor changes here and there. Tanner Schoble just got promoted. I'm super, super excited and happy
for
him.
Another podcast guest who was on earlier this season.
Yep. But yeah, the team is super talented. I would say this is probably the most talented team I've ever been on in my life. So very exciting. Just like seeing the guys on a day-to-day basis, just getting better, improving. It's been great. Yeah.
Colonels, of course, first half champs in the Midwest League West Division playoffs will be coming here to Veterans Memorial Stadium, where we record this podcast, here in the home broadcast booth. And I think a little bit, too, is the camaraderie, because a lot of the guys that were on this team were on the Fort Myers team last year. I think the Twins have done a pretty good job, and I talked to Noah Cardenas about this when he was in the podcast, of keeping a pretty solid core group of guys together. How do you think that has helped you guys mold as a team last year that played in Fort Myers and now coming here to a higher level but still having a lot of success together?
Exactly, yeah. Just like you said, like the team has been, or just like the core of the team has been pretty much almost the same or very similar, and it helps a lot. Just team chemistry, like coming here this year in April, you knew pretty much everyone around. You've been playing with them for the majority of last year, and yeah, just like a couple more people got added to the team, a little bit more talent, but it's like it's been great, just because the camaraderie and like the chemistry has been really good. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Colonels a walk-off win today, just by the celebration of Colette Urozawa getting his jersey ripped off. You kind of get the feeling that this is a really, really close team. This is season number 3, episode number 9 of the Colonels All Year podcast, presented to you by our good friends over at Miracle Year. Calvin Cristoforo, Colonels pitcher Nicholas Rimmel, talking here in the home broadcast booth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And I want to get into you and your background a little bit, because when people pick up the Colonels box score or roster, they go down the line of where people are from and they see GER. And not a lot of people even recognize that is Germany. And you mentioned Germany is a little bit close terrain-wise, maybe to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but yeah, a country not known really for its baseball. Max Kepler, who played in Cedar Rapids, a Minnesota Twin in the pros, but really other than that, you know, not too many German baseball players. So when you were really young, how did you pick up even the sport of baseball?
Yeah, just like you said, it's not even on the no one really knows it over there. Really, it's like soccer is number one sport.
Okay.
Over there. Maybe track and field, like that's pretty
okay.
big too. But baseball is not even close to that. It's really like sometimes we don't even have the money for it over there to like really invest into like a good development system. But I was fortunate enough to be I went to that same baseball academy Max Kepler actually went
okay.
to when he was younger, and that's one of the more elite programs over there. How you get how you can get better and like work on your craft and a good environment to get better. Yeah, and the way I got into baseball was actually through my dad, because he used to play when he was younger, and he got into it because of the U.S. military bases that kind of like were founded like in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and they spread the sport a little bit more over there. That's how I got into it. Yeah.
So you said you had to go to a baseball academy. Was that someplace close to home, or did you have to move away at a younger age to go and perform at this academy?
Yeah, I actually had to move out from home. It was like a 1.5-hour drive, I want to say.
Okay.
But yeah, I moved out from home when I was 14, and then I lived that baseball life since then, basically. Yeah.
How difficult was that, you know, as a young teenager, 14 years old, to move away from home and you say live a baseball life at a young age?
It was like, for me, it didn't feel that tough, honestly. I feel like for my mom it was really hard, just like seeing her son go, and then like since I'm an only child too, like it was definitely tough for her. But they both, like my mom, my dad, and my whole family has always been supporting me going that way. And yeah, when I was that young, I was really just super excited to do all that, so I didn't really think about it. But like now, like kind of like rewinding, or like thinking about how at such a young age I actually moved out from home already, it's pretty crazy, actually. Yeah.
Did you play any other sports growing up? Because you said soccer was big, track and field is big. Did you dip your toe in any of those other sports?
Yeah, so I did play soccer. I would say if you grow up in Germany and you haven't played soccer, something's wrong, or like something went wrong in your childhood. Yeah, I played soccer from I think 5 to 8, and then I got into baseball at like anywhere from 8 to 9 years old, I want to say. Yeah.
So you got to this baseball academy, and I have really no idea how any of that works. So what was a day like for you as a teenager in that space?
Yeah, so we basically just went to a public school that was from most of the time from 8 to 1, 8 to 2. Sometimes we had like class in the afternoon as well, but it was pretty much whenever you got home, you had something to eat, you did your homework real quick. Like we definitely had people that they were kind of like helping us with that too, with the academic part, the school part. But like after that, you had practice for 2 to 3 hours, and we always had games on the weekend. So we had basically five times a week practice from Monday to through Friday, and then on the games on the weekend we had games. Yeah.
So was it divided by age group? Was it like a 14, a 15, a 16 levels? Is that how it was broken up a little bit?
It was pretty much like we had like the solid group was from like 14 to 18, and then there were a couple people that were older than that too, but they were more part of like the senior team over there. It's like a little bit different from how it works over here, that that sport is kind of like connected to school. Like here it's like, okay, you play high school baseball and you play college baseball, obviously. Over there it's like you have clubs that have like that are outside from school.
Okay.
And then whenever in your free time you go to that club and play baseball there. So it's that's kind of like how it worked, but it was always like a group from like age of 14 to 18, I would say. Yeah.
So is this a year round that you're playing baseball all year round, or did it give you any opportunity to play baseball and a different sport? Were you all baseball all the time?
It was actually all baseball all the time. Yeah. So whenever you made that decision, okay, I'm going to that academy, it's like, okay, like it's serious
game on.
Now. Yeah. Game on. It's been That's why I said I've been living that professionally, like that professional baseball lifestyle for quite a bit. So yeah.
So how did you even come in contact with the Twins? Because you were signed as an international free agent from Germany. How did that even come about?
So that step, like going to that academy, actually was that helped me a lot. Like it was that was big time for sure, because there's been a good amount of players that got the chance from there. And when I was younger, people always told me, like, hey, if you actually want to pursue a career and do that and like come over here to the States, you got to go to one of those academies. We actually had two in Germany, and I joined the one in the south, like in Regensburg. That's where Max Kepler went to as well. And yeah, just having those connect, like that academy itself, like build up connections with a lot of like MLB scouts throughout the years. And yeah, like obviously having people like Max or even Donald Lutz from he's been with the Cincinnati Reds in 2013.
Okay.
He was actually the first German developed player, like developed in Germany, that made it all the way up to the big leagues. And then Max as a second guy. Yeah, those two definitely like paved the way for us to have more opportunities to get scouted. Yeah.
So you got scouted there. The scouts come out to Germany, and then you had conversations with them, and it kind of snowballed from there.
They did, yeah. So we similar to here, to for example, like Tread Athletics, like a pitching development academy. We always had like scout days where like scouts or like pro scout days where like scouts would come out and just
like a skills day,
like a skill day, almost like a tryout, I want to say, every couple months, like a couple of scouts or like a lot of scouts would come out there. But which also helped a lot was playing for the national team and competing in international tournaments at like a pretty high level back then already. And that's where a lot of scouts were out there too. Yeah.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll. Hey, Colonels. Hey, 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 Colonels.
Hearing is important to living life to the fullest. That's why inside every Miracle-Ear store, you'll find better laughs at family barbecues. You'll find a better life is in store at Miracle-Ear when you experience the Miracle-Ear exclusive advantage. It starts with our free hearing assessment, plus innovative products that will fit your needs and budget. With free service and adjustments for life, call 319-243-7105 to schedule a free hearing evaluation and find a better life in store. Our local Miracle Ear team is proud to support the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Group outings are a great way to unwind and enjoy a night out, and we invite you to reach out to our group sales staff and see all the options we have.
Everybody knows when you're at the game, the good times roll. Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Calvin Cristoforo, Colonels relief pitcher Nicholas Rolla here on the Colonels All-Ear Podcast, Season 3, Episode Number 9, presented by our friends over at Miracle-Ear. You mentioned the national team. Let's get into that. I mean, you've played in some international competitions. You played in the World Baseball Classic qualifiers. I mean, how did you even become a member of the national team in the first place, and what age did that happen?
I would say, it started at a pretty young age already. It was like, I think I was 13 when we had the first kind of like tryouts for national team, different kind of national teams. And it was, it also helps that baseball isn't super big in Germany. So if you're somewhat talented, like you're pretty much on the radar very, very early. And as soon as you've been part of a national team, it's like, okay, you were in their system, and you kind of like move up the age groups. Like, yeah, you play 15 under, 18 under, and then 23 under. That's kind of like the age groups we have over there for national teams. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you also get into the senior national team. And it also helped a lot, like playing affiliated ball over here. So whenever it comes down to WBC qualifiers, that the manager is definitely willing to take some of the German developed players too. and it's always a great honor, obviously, playing for your national team.
So when you were on the 18U or the 23U national team, did you go play at any big time tournaments? Where did you play with that team?
So actually, when I was at the 15 under, I played the World Cup, like the 15 under World Cup. That was back in 2014. That was in Mexico.
Okay.
And we even I remember we faced Hunter Green, like when he was when he was playing for Team USA. Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember also watching the finals. It was Cuba against the United States, and it was just crazy seeing. I think it was. Hunter Green against some really good prospect from Cuba, and they just matching up in the finals, throwing anywhere from 92 to 94 as like 15-year-olds, which was pretty insane. And then it's been a lot of European championships throughout those years, and I went to the WBC qualifier in 2020, which unfortunately got canceled because of. That's exactly when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then last year I was also part of the qualifier. We actually had in Germany too. The qualifier took place in Germany, which was pretty.
So exciting. Germany gets to host that qualifier.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah.
How close do you guys get in that tournament?
It was like a double elimination system, and we unfortunately lost the first game against Great Britain right away. And then I think that kind of like hit us a little bit, so we never really like got back into the lane, and we won another one or two games, but then eventually got kicked out by Czech Republic.
Yeah. And Great Britain and Czech Republic are the two teams that made it. So
exactly,
and Great Britain made some noise in the tournament this year. They were a good team, growing 100%. The sport of baseball in Europe. I mean, the European teams usually in the bigger stages have struggled, but Great Britain with a win in the World Baseball Classic. So let's get into that a little bit. I mean, how have you seen baseball in Europe grow from your time as, you know, a 12, 13-year-old first getting on the national team to now playing on the senior national team that was playing for the World Baseball Classic?
So I would say it's definitely developing. Like, you can just just Germany itself, you can see that there's more and more clubs being founded and more leagues. Like, there's definitely... Like people, just like the American sports overall, I would say like they're definitely growing over there. Football probably way more than baseball, honestly. Yeah, they American football, yeah.
Wow.
And I would definitely say with for example like the MLB hosting like the London series and stuff like that.
Yep.
That definitely helps. Like just having more and more,
And I think the NFL is playing in Germany this year.
Yeah, exactly. So they just kind of like want to make it more international, which is great, obviously, for the continent Europe itself, because it's been such an old continent that has always just been playing soccer.
And track and field.
Yeah, just a few selected sports that it definitely helps, like having more more different kinds of sports coming over there.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels on social media. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonel.
Calvin Christopher, Colonels pitcher Nicholas Rimmel here on the Colonels Valley Podcast, Season 3, Episode number 9. So you go through the scouting process, you get scouted, you get signed by the Twins. When was the first time you came to the Twins organization, whether it was down in Fort Myers or elsewhere?
So I was signed in, actually in 2017 in September, but I still finished my high school over there, and that took me till... June of 2018, and then I got my graduation. We had like a little high school prom pretty much, and then the day after that, I actually left for Fort Myers, and that was in I think early July, maybe like late June now, when I first got over here to the States, and then I finished that season playing for the back then it was the GCL team. Yep. Now it's FCL.
Yeah.
But that was great. It was a good experience. It was 2 months of just like kind of like seeing how the atmosphere is and like how what it's all about, like professional baseball, obviously, because that was the first time I really got a feel for all that. But it was really good.
Was it at all a culture shock to you coming over from Germany right to the complex in Fort Myers, or was it a little bit similar because you've been playing in a baseball complex atmosphere for a long time?
So like the complex was definitely just like seeing how, for example, like how big the lockers are and like having all these kind of things. Like it's just like I said, like we don't have all those nice things in baseball over there, since we just lack in financially, like just because we don't have that money in baseball. But just like culture, like a cultural shock wasn't that high, I would say, just because I've been to the States before that a few times already.
Yeah.
And actually with the national team, we've also traveled to all kinds of places, which is great. We've been to, just like I mentioned, to Mexico, Japan. We also went to the Dominican Republic, which definitely helps to like see like how baseball is lived and like played in different kind of countries. Yeah.
Where do you think that the sport of baseball is headed to in Germany? We talked about how it's growing. Do you think it's going to continue to go down that path of more teams, more leagues, more players, more fields, and eventually more money it developed into the sport?
Yeah. I mean, I really hope so, that it's getting more and more known by that people try it out more. We actually have ambassadors as Max Kepler, or even a couple other ex-pro ballers that try to like grow the sport over there. They have kind of like clinics during the off season, which helps a lot, just because they draw a lot of attention, and they make it to newspapers too, and that's definitely a good thing, and I just hope that it just continues like that the sport just grows like that.
And I'm sure you're one of the role models over there. I mean, playing affiliated baseball with Max Kepler in the Twins organization, you in the Twins organization. I'm sure there's not too many other guys that are in affiliated baseball. So people must have to look up to guys like you and say, okay, the path is there, and we got to continue just to grow what we're putting into this.
For sure, yeah. I mean, right now I think there's just a handful of active minor league players. And then we have obviously Max in the big leagues and a couple other ex-pros that really try to like grow the sport more over there. But it's really just comes down to money, like how much they can actually like, put into it, so it can develop more and just grow. Yeah.
Calvin Christopher, Colonels relief pitcher Nicholas Rimmel on the Colonels All Year Podcast, season number 3, episode number 9. We're wrapping up here, but I want to hit you with a couple of different questions, completely changing the subject.
Okay.
The first one I got for you is, a lot of Colonels fans don't get to see batting practice because the gates are closed, mm-hmm. but if they did, the hitters, I think, and by observation, you got to be the best pitching outfielder, right?
Me?
Yeah. you put in full effort all the time in the outfield. Would you consider yourself to have that title as the best pitcher outfielder during batting practice?
I would say I'm probably definitely up there with a couple other guys.
Who else is in the mix, you think?
Who else? I would say Matthew Swain is definitely up there.
Okay. Now you're just picking the tallest guys.
Mike Paredes. Yeah, okay. There's a couple other guys that just like to be a little bit competitive and just make it kind of like a challenge. It's kind of nice, just because whenever we're done with playing catch and doing all our workday stuff, it just keeps takes your mind off it a little bit, and it's fun. It's definitely fun.
When I've had a couple other guys in the podcast, one of the questions I've asked them is, okay, the team bus breaks down, mm-hmm. and you're going to pick someone on the team to drive the bus. The bus driver is MIA. You're going to pick someone and drive the bus. The consensus pick has been you to come in and drive the bus. That's been the consensus pick.
Really? Okay.
It started with Cardenas. He picked you. And then Ross went a different direction, and he said, who did Cardenas pick? And I go, Rimmel. And then Ross goes, probably the right answer. Do you think that you would be the one? Would you pick yourself?
I mean, I would definitely be confident, but I had someone completely else in my mind.
Who would you have picked?
I would have pick John Sankiewicz, and it's I don't think no one even comes close to it, just because like he's the right man for the job in that situation.
Their reasoning was because you take everything seriously. You take batting practice and the outfield seriously. You would take the bus seriously.
Yeah. Now I would I would definitely say I'm very like thorough in everything I do. But yeah, like I mean I really appreciate that they picked me, but. Yeah, I would say I'm definitely confident, but I would probably go with
that. What was the reasoning with John?
I mean, I think he's just a very, how can I say this? Just very, like, it's tough. Like he's just very, very relaxed soul. Okay. And I think he's just the right man. If like
he'd be cool and confident.
Exactly. Yeah, he would be very, very cool in that situation. He would be the.
Well, there are two buses, there. So you can take one. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's the consensus. That's Colonel's pitcher Nicholas Sherman of the Colonel's Early Podcast. I can't thank you enough for taking some time post game here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I really appreciated it. Yeah.
Absolutely, Colonel's wrapping up the series with Peoria, then back at home after they go to Wisconsin in August against Lansing. We hope to see you at the ballpark. This was season number 3, episode number 9 of the Colonel's Early Podcast. Presented by Miracle Ear.
Choosing Miracle Ear was a great decision. Like when I decided to host family movie nights. Miracle Ear made it easy. I just booked an appointment and a certified hearing care professional evaluated my hearing loss and helped me find the right device calibrated to my unique hearing needs. Now I enjoy every moment. The quiet ones and the loud ones.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.